Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Janora McDuffie, Brittany Valdez, and Danielle. Missing from tonight's show is Emily Harbert. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up
in the buzz continues
where Rich left off.
Hey guys, welcome to Vampire Diaries.
That's right.
Episode 18, The Last Dance. Crazy episode. But before we get into the episode, we have a few announcements. First of all, you heard all those names at the beginning of the show, and cricket.
Yeah.
It is the J&J show.
Jesse
and Janora.
Change that feel.
In the house.
In the house.
We had two new Vampire Diary fans who were going to join us. Brittany and Danielle, two big fans. Unfortunately, they had a little incident, so best of wishes to you guys out there.
Hope you guys are okay.
Yes, absolutely. And hopefully next week we'll get them in studio.
Yeah.
And Emily, where did she say she was going? She was going to like a show or something this weekend, wasn't it?
She was.
Something in Vegas, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Emily.
Something fabulous.
It was something fabulous.
Yes.
So come on, Emily. If you watch tonight, wherever you are, if you can call in.
Yeah, because I know every time I see an episode, I'm dying to talk about it
to
somebody.
Exactly.
So we are the somebody.
We are. And
so
if
call
you,
in.
Yes, well, give them the number, Janora.
It is 424. That's all I know.
256.
1729.
See that? Teamwork.
Teamwork.
That's what I like.
J&J.
If this wasn't so big, I'd give you a high five across it.
All right.
Another thing we have a few promotions to work on is Little Miss Maria Menounos has a book out, number 3. Bestsellers.
Number 3.
Yes.
Go ahead, Maria.
Number 1 in self-help. Yes, Maria. The Every Girl's Guide to Life. It's not just for girls. Guys, get it for your mother, your brother, your sister.
Read it yourself, fellas.
Exactly. There's so many tips on organization, life, girls. But for the real reason, girls who are out there who need some tips on dressing up, makeup, all that celebrity stuff.
Any occasion you'd find yourself in life.
Give it to the Greeks. The Greeks will take care of you. Go, Maria.
Also,
another thing, if Janora is a part of our Modern Family Edition.
I am the Modern Family Edition with the sisters. As Tangerine, Karen Ward, and Christy Ferris.
And speaking of Tangerine, Tangerine has an outrageous web series called The Celibate Nympho Chronicles.
It's hot.
So definitely make sure you guys check that out. That's celibate, and I believe you said a lot of people spell celibate with an S. So let's C-E-L-I-B-A-T-E, celibate.
Absolutely.
People. So check that out with Miss Tangerine. And other things and other news. You guys can check us out at ustream.tv /AfterBuzz. We're live every night. Mostly every night. You can check us out and subscribe and download on iTunes through the podcast. We have a new app on Stitcher. I believe it's Stitcher.com. You can download us to your phone so you can take us everywhere with you.
How about that?
Exactly. And on top of that, we're working on an app of our very own, which is super exciting. So you don't get to go to anybody else except for AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV.
Also, another big news, April 29th. Do you know the date?
April 29th. It sounds like a fabulous date. I have no idea what's going on,
and
but I'm sure
fabulous
you're going to
fill us in.
Your birthday?
I wish. No, I don't wish, but just so it was closer. But the royal wedding.
The royal wedding, that's right.
Prince William and Kate. Blint. Is it Kate?
I don't know her last name.
Well,
I just know I didn't get an invitation.
She is a beautiful girl. We did not get invitations, so we'll be waiting for those. But it's April 29th, and AfterBuzz TV is actually going to be doing, we'll be covering it. It won't be an after show, though. This is AfterBuzz TV's first live show.
Whoa.
No after shows, just the live show.
That's
we'll be covering
good.
It an hour before the event. We'll be covering okay. through the event and an hour after the
Do
event.
Do you know what time on the 29th?
I believe it is 1 o'clock in the morning. Phil?
Yes, that's 1 o'clock Western time, I guess 4 a.m. Eastern time. It's because of the damn time difference in England.
How about that?
So you can go to sleep with AfterBuzz. You can wake up to AfterBuzz. And shoot, if you're in England, you can just join us here on AfterBuzz. I mean, we are just moving on up. And so let's move on up to this episode.
That was a really nice segue, by the way, Jesse.
Thank you. I've been working on it. So what wasn't a nice segue? Well, I guess it wasn't. I guess it was a nice segue. It wasn't a great episode.
It was, out of all of the episodes that we have seen so far, this is not ranking top on the list.
Well, we were spoiled last week with an amazing episode.
Yeah, well, almost every episode is amazing. The only reason that I'm not claiming that this is the episode that's my favorite is I predicted what happened. I knew she right. wasn't going to be dead. And I love the show because I can never predict what's going to happen next.
I did. And for me, which will get us into our first topic of the night, why I was kind of upset about it was Matt, Carolyn, and Liz, Caroline's mother.
Yeah.
I understand these little segue episodes where we're not going to get all the action. You know, they gotta
it's just setting up the chessboard.
I totally understand
yes.
that. But I wanted a little something. I mean, we'll get into what happens at the end of the episode because that they gave me a little, you know, they gave me a little peek and I was, you know, oops, showtime, glitz, glamour, all that. But I wanted something more from the whole Matt Caroline story.
I mean, it was revealed that Caroline did share with Matt. The Gilberts were in it. And the Salvatore brothers were in it. I would have liked to see a sneak peek of what Liz was going to do, what the sheriff was kind of plotting a little bit. I mean, not much, but just knowing that she's going to do something.
And we know she's going to do something because every scene that she's been in, you know, tonight's episode, the main thing was about the dance, the last dance. It was a 60s themed dance. And we saw when Caroline was getting really excited for the show, for the dance, she was dressing up as Jacqueline Kennedy.
Yes.
And her mother walked in. And just
are they ever going to have her in civilian clothes, by the way?
It's like, really?
I'm sorry. Please continue.
But
I digress.
It went with what Caroline said because Caroline was like, you work too much.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. That was the redeeming part.
And she does work too much because it's like, here's the scene right now where Liz, Caroline's mom, and Matt are talking. And it's like, you're more excited to take down these vampires and be this hero and this somebody. More so, like, look at her face right here.
She's serious.
It's more so that than ever being a real mother to Caroline.
Yeah.
And as we talked about last week, Caroline doesn't have somebody she can talk to. She doesn't have the father. She doesn't have the mother. She has nobody to go to. So this is where it comes to the point of, I understand where you're upset, but where are you going with this? Why are all these things more important than the fact? Because last week when she found out Caroline was a vampire, she, again, but remember, she had been, her mind was erased from that. It didn't really affect her.
No.
She was really pissed.
Yeah. She, I would like to see, I think if she was just like, oh, I still love my daughter, even though she's a vampire, I think that messes with the story. You know, I think she has to have this stance of, I'm going to protect this town in order for this story to move forward. I would like to see Matt fall back in love with Caroline.
Do you, how would you feel that? How do you feel that would happen?
Just spending so much time with her, realizing she's the same person, nothing's really changed except she's a vampire and will never die or age. The
reason I'm asking is because...
you don't think that fits in the story either?
Well,
if he falls back
first
in love
of all,
with
I'm totally team Tyler and Matt.
Well,
but,
Tyler, where is he?
Well, actually, a little spoiler alert, but Tyler will be coming back this season.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
It's not that much of a spoiler. I mean, we kind of predicted it last week. Please remain calm. We are serious about our spoilers. We need to let you know. And now I kind of understand when I'm in the booth and I'm doing this to everybody out here. They're like, what? But the reason I had asked you that was because, like the mother, it's funny because the scenes with the mother and Matt, they have these faces on. And I don't know if they're understanding each other, if they're both worried, or if...
It's sexual tension.
Really?
I mean, I know it's never going to go there. But that scene that you just pointed at, it just seemed like it was something else going, especially with the volume turned down.
It really does seem like something else is going there.
And that kiss seemed real.
We're watching in studio right now.
I'm so sorry.
We just
got
to explain.
Jesse.
For everyone listening, Caroline runs up to Matt and kisses him. And he just... He seems so unsteady in every scene, but part of me does think he's thinking like, "Am I doing the right thing by setting her up?" I kind of feel that's where he's at mentally.
Yeah, he's definitely torn.
Okay, you are.
He's torn, and so maybe I know we're not into the prediction segment yet, but maybe something will happen with Caroline, or maybe something with Tyler, or something where he'll have to step in and choose a side.
Right. And you know, it's funny. I mean, because we can save predictions for the more epic storylines in this, because there clearly are some epic. Matt and Caroline are like dust under the carpet. But I definitely do think that it would be interesting for them to bring a little triangle within there.
I think so too. Make the triangle
a little stronger.
I mean, because we love the triangle already with Damon, Stefan, and Elena. So I think the more triangles, the better.
Exactly.
On any show.
And I'm almost going with the fact that I believe Matt is going to be turned into a vampire. I'm being strong with that. I'm going strong with that. And the reason I'm going strong with that is because there's no place for him anymore. So he's either got to go. There's no place for him in this story. Where do you see him fitting in this story? Because we, like Emily said last week, we already have a human and a vampire.
Well, I don't know. But I don't want him to be a vampire. Because his sister was a vampire, then it'd be too easy for him and Caroline to live happily ever after. Something else has got to give.
Okay.
But I don't want him to die because he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
And he's good looking, too.
Go, Matt.
Not as good looking as Tyler, though. But no. I'll take either on any day. But I digress again. Let's continue.
All right, well, we're going to digress from Matt and Caroline, and we're going to get into the building up of the dance. We started the episode out with Klaus. Yep. And now it's interesting because before we started, Janora had mentioned that I really want to know what Klaus's intentions are. Was that you that said that?
That probably was not.
No. Let me explain everything. I have been vampire diaried out all week. I've been on these fan sites. These people are crazy.
Uh-huh.
So for all you Vampire Diary lovers out there, please call in 424-256-1769. These people are obsessed with this show. And so I've been just reading and reading.
Correction.
29.
I was wondering. I was like, wait.
Look, I got celibate nympho over here. I'm thinking about sex. I'm thinking about vampires. I'm a hot mess right now. Calm down, Phil. Got a picture of Maria Menounos here. Like,
hey,
I don't know what's
a lot going on.
All right.
Talk about triangles.
Like, Jesus. 424-256-1729. Please call in.
Yes, please.
So, anyways, a lot of the fan sites were really curious as to where Klaus was going to go with Catherine, because we never really knew where she stood with him.
Right.
We knew with Elijah, she was running from Elijah. But with Klaus, there was a little more secrecy. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
What were
you gonna say? No, and I see what we saw in the episode. She was just like, just kill me now. Just kill me now.
Yep.
So it's kind of like she just gave up. Whereas with Elijah, I think she knew she had a chance to beat him or to outsmart him. But with Klaus, I just think it's just like game over. All right, I'm done.
She knows his strength.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning of the episode, she's tied up. And we were kind of confused as if it was, well, I was.
Oh, right.
Catherine, like, really? Because even when Catherine's been coy, remember when she was locked in the
cave.
The cave. She's, you know, she was still a little more coy, but she never went into full Elena mode.
Yeah.
This, when she was tied up, I was almost convinced, like, wait a minute, did he capture Elena? Like, yeah. wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
She really is scared out of her mind. And then he, you know, he gets everything from her. He was interested in the dagger. And then what was the other, the white powder?
Oh, right, from when they killed Elijah, that powder from the white oak.
Okay, the powder from the white oak. These must. So I'm wondering what these are going to...
Maybe he was wondering where it was so that it wouldn't be used on him, him being an original.
Okay.
That's a possibility.
A possibility.
Because he has no use to use it on anyone.
Right. Unless maybe his bigger scheme of things.
Oh, we haven't.
We don't know what he's really trying to do.
That's true.
But also with Klaus wanting these things, he's kind of putting Catherine in the situation of torture. And he made her, you know, he was like, I'm going to come back, but stab yourself. And so she was stabbing herself in the knee and really showing us the power that he has. And in that scene, they really, you know, at the beginning when he was also talking to that, you know, the witch.
Today it made it even worse. Last week we talked about the witch, the warlock.
The warlock, sorry.
And him not being a light-skinned black dude. And it bothered me. But, Jesse, you said he could be from another tribe, since he seems like he's
gone
from the dark side.
I actually... Because you mentioned this last week, I went and I tried to do some research on
it. Okay, please.
So there are different like clans of witches, and hence the fact of, because I brought this up to people and people were like, what? Where did you get that from that they're all light-skinned? They're like, there's different clans, there's different families.
Huh.
So I don't know if I'm going to go out and say it, if the light-skins are the good guys and, you know, these... bald-headed warlocks or the bad guys? I mean, I don't really know. Is he being compelled by Klaus to work for him?
Can a vampire compel a witch?
I don't know. If you know the answer to that,
call in.
Please call in. 426-1729.
By the way, this is my favorite scam is, you know what? There have been some calls, especially for the Vampire Diaries, and this is where I have my fun. I'm just kind of like holding them off, and it's almost like, you know when you hold like a hose and the water's trying to get through, and then eventually you just let it go out. I'm trying to see if like all these vampire fans just attack you all at once when I let them through call-in section.
Look, after my chat discussion in these forums with them, they are going to attack. They are vicious. They love their Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
They are very organized people with setting up and watching shows, sending me links to watch the show early. I was like, oh, I can't do that.
Oh, wow.
But they're very sweet people. But so then we get into Elena is signing the papers to the Salvatore's house.
I don't know if I completely bought as soon as the deed is signed, all of a sudden you can't get in.
I've never heard that before, but I went with it. I easily fell into it.
Yeah, I went with it. I bought it.
I was like, okay, this is a cool scam that they're going to play. However... You know, although before I say this, I did love the scene when Stefan and Damon came and she let Stefan in and she didn't let Damon in.
Yeah.
She's really coy with Damon.
I don't know if coy is the right word.
No?
Cold, maybe.
I don't see it as cold.
She's always treating him bad. But, give a brother a break.
But she's treating him bad in a certain, it's in a different way. She's not mad at him. She's mad at him because she knows he knows better.
Okay.
And it's almost, I feel the sexual tension. I mean,
like, did you see the end of the episode?
Yes.
I'm ready for them to do it. I'm ready for her to leave Stefan and go with David. And you know what else I felt?
What's that?
Sexual tension or some sort of tension between Bonnie and Damon. Did you see that too? Because Bonnie and Damon have been like, arr. And so this one was a little bit softer or a little bit like, we're on the same team.
With that, I felt more in the lines of Bonnie. Well, I felt in the more of the lines of Damon and Elena, because it was like, you know, when you find somebody that you're really interested in, you want them to get along with your friends. And Bonnie and Damon hated each other.
Oh, no, that's true. That's
so
true.
When she said, let me find out you really care. Because if Damon cares about Bonnie, that means he really cares about Elena.
That's true. Why do you think he likes Elena so much? Why is he just so infatuated, so in love? She's never given him the time of day. Catherine clearly dissed him, and he found out that she wasn't true about that whole, you know, right. leaving the tomb.
I personally feel it's the same reason why we think he likes her because she looks like Catherine, and the brothers have always had this little tension with the triangle love situation. Mm-hmm. And I think he was kind of just poking at Elena because Stefan was so obsessed with her, and he was like, really? You're going to like the girl that looks just like the girl that we liked? Well, okay, I'm going to remember, because he was that little prick at the beginning.
Yeah.
But last week I mentioned with Caroline and Tyler why I like them is because Caroline really helped Tyler out. She really showed him what, you know, got him through a really tough time in his life. And that's, to me, what a relationship is about, growing with the person, helping them. And Elena's helped Damon out more so than Stefan. Stefan and Elena have always been love. Hi, my name's, Stefan. My name's Elena. I love you. We're going to be in love. It's going to be epic. It's going to be a novel. We're in love with each other. Whereas Damon and Elena, it's growing. It's these, and why I kept saying coy, it's these little catty little things that they throw back.
You think she's teasing him? Do you think she knows she's teasing him?
That's what I don't know. Because I think she knows it. I'm going to fast forward a little bit, but in at the dance, when he starts dancing with her, and he pulled her really close to her, she had this like, oh my, oof, mm-hmm. oof, like, whoa, yeah. take me and do what you need to do with me type of look on her face. And that was... I see it more in her eyes, and I'm like, Stefan, you really can't call it? Because if that was my girl, I would know. I would know if any other person... I know Stefan knows that Damon kind of had a crush on her or whatever, but now it's kind of being reciprocated.
Well, I think there's so much other stuff going on that he's not paying attention.
Really?
Or he's feeling so secure in their relationship that he's not...
That's true. He is very secure in the relationship. But so, all right, they signed the deeds to these papers, and... then Klaus is introduced as the substitute teacher, which Rick is a substitute teacher in the
he's a history teacher.
But he came into the class
because
he didn't know what was going on with the history, and they kind of filled him in. And the more interesting part about that is he didn't even realize Elena was in the classroom. When she raised his hand, and you saw his kind of look at the end, and he turned, he realized Bonnie was in there. But he doesn't actually, at that point, he didn't know Bonnie's powers, correct? Or did Catherine tell him at the beginning?
No, because Catherine didn't know, remember?
Oh, right. What could she be? It was
afterward when they met at the house, and he came in that he knew that Bonnie had the powers.
And now this upset us because Klaus just somehow walked into.
Right! Klaus. I don't know if it was because it was Rick as a human body.
No, that wouldn't affect it.
The spirit would still need an invitation in the house.
Now, the only thing I can give them is that Damon said, oh, there you are, but that's not welcoming into a house.
And it ain't his house anymore.
That's so
true. It's Elena's house. I don't know. Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah, that bothered me. That was too easy for the plot. And if that is the case, that his body allows him to walk into it, I feel like they should have known something along that line or something. That was a weak part in the story tonight.
And I would have liked for Rick to have had something different about himself.
As far as what?
Like his demeanor. Like I still felt he was Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's supposed to still be Rick. But I wanted him to be Rick, but a little bit smoother. Just kind of like how Elijah was real smooth with it.
Smoother, and it was like, wow, you picked up Rick's personality really well for not knowing anything from Catherine's point of view.
Yeah, and I wanted him to go back to this Klaus Katharina when he was back at his house. Like, remember that the end of the last episode when he was like, how are you, and whatever accent he had. I wanted him to have that when he was alone, but have this put on Rick personality that still was Rick, but different than Rick with his new body. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. Yeah. I just, the whole Klaus situation is confusing right now, and I know they're trying to keep it that way.
Well, tune in until next week. I know we're not there yet, but that was really exciting.
Yes.
But okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So then they go back. They brought us back to Matt romancing Caroline and kind of just trying to get her back, you know, on spirits because she was a little weary as to why he was acting strange. And he says that he wanted to go to the dance with her. And then we get back into the Bonnie and Jeremy loved situation. Again, it was just so annoying tonight. It was even more annoying tonight than ever.
I totally agree. I felt like if they talked one more time about her dying, if she used her powers, I felt like they talked about that the first 30 minutes. That's the only conversation they had.
It was, and that was outside of the school when he's like, he's just too serious. Every situation, he's like, I can't let you die.
And when did they become girlfriend boyfriend? I thought they were just dating.
I think they were dating, but I think once Bonnie kind of mentioned it to Elena, that kind of sealed the deal for things. And because Jeremy was ready, set, go. Bonnie was the one kind of, exactly. You know, so I do see with the writing, them kind of just trying to tie quick strings together.
Yeah.
Why they're making this bond so strong, I have no idea.
You mean with Jeremy and Bonnie?
Yes.
Maybe again setting up something for later. Setting up him trying to be the hero if Bonnie really is in trouble next time.
Yeah, I mean, but then it's like, really, we're going to see this again? Because that's what we saw all this episode. He's just walking around being useless.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. Steve McQueen plays Jeremy. Just being useless in this episode and just like a little dog carrying behind her, like, what are you doing? Come on, wear my ring.
Oh, that was sweet, though. That was sweet. Yeah,
I will say, out of all the scenes that between them, that was the sweetest one.
Yeah.
The whole witch in the house thing, that situation bothered me.
Him on Skyping Elena with the product
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're right. We won't talk about that. I'm so skipping ahead.
Nope, and that's fine. But there's a reason why I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked at you when
AT&T is not paying us?
No, AT&T ain't paying no one. AT&T ain't even paying themselves. They drop cuts. Okay, anyways. But no, when that situation happened, I looked over at you. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay, I'm going on the ride.
So they're in school. Elena's sitting with Bonnie, and they're having a little girl time. And that was when the warning flag went up for Elena with something going on between Jeremy and Bonnie because Jeremy was upset. This is when they were like romance. Yeah. He was like, oh, boo, please. And Jeremy walked away upset, and Elena was kind of like, what was going on? She didn't really believe the whole situation. And then this random girl comes up to Elena, and I liked the way this happened. Klaus had, what's the word they call? They
use compelled.
Compelled. Had compelled this girl to come over to Elena and say, hey, this really cute boy, you know, he came up to me and wanted to know if you have anyone to go to the dance with. And, you know, they were like, oh.
He's got a boyfriend, or she's got a boyfriend.
Right. And she was like, yeah, I know you do, but, you know, he's a really cute guy, and he really wants you to know that he wants to know if you would save a last dance for him. They were like, oh, well, who is this? She was like, his name's Klaus.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it was just so smooth how the whole situation happened.
That was good.
It was kind of predictable when she was, you know, the way the conversation was going with it. But it was still smooth. It was a smooth move on Klaus's part to send that over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. What do we get to next? Then we came along. This is when Klaus had actually entered Salvatore's house and found out. And this is what bothered me with the whole. Now, I was totally with them with Elena signing the papers and whatnot. And I was like, okay, we'll play along with this because maybe this will be, you know, a tiny, intricate piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And then you just let Klaus walk in, overhear everything that's going to happen to him. And did you see the fear on Klaus? Did you see fear? Because I felt a few times he was kind of worried, like, wait a minute, what's going to happen?
See, and I don't like that choice. Klaus should never be afraid of anybody. Because Elijah wasn't. And if Klaus's clout is higher than Elijah's, then he would really be like, it doesn't even matter. Like, this is cool that I'm here in the plan, before the plan, but you'll never see me sweat.
Right. And only difference I'll say with Klaus and Elijah is Elijah was not informed that Bonnie has the power of 100 witches. And vampires and witches, you know, they have that tension. And from what we know, a bunch of witches together are a vampire's worst enemy.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, even agreeing with you, you know that Bonnie is a new witch. She's, you know, not at her strongest abilities.
Yeah.
And she has no other, she doesn't have guidance.
Because she threw him under the bus.
Well, threw him under the bus. And poor Nan. I'm always going to bring Nan up in memory because I love
Luca?
Her.
Luca? Oh, Nan.
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 Bonnie's Nan.
Grams.
Grams. Grams. Grams. Grams. Nan. Yeah, yeah. In Greek. So I kind of saw a little fear in what's his name in Klaus's face there, and he goes back and you know he tells the warlock, and this is why I felt fear because he went and told the white warlock everything that was happening, and the warlock, you know, he said, this is why you have to go kill the witch.
Right, and it bothered me that the warlock knew that that type of power would kill Bonnie. I mean, I guess he's seasoned and he's been around, but I just thought it was just too easy for him to know that as well.
I feel you. Because it's like, really, you just expected that this random girl was going to be able to have a power of 100 witches? And
well, that's the piece of information that Klaus found out that he told the warlock.
Right, but I'm saying for the warlock to know that that would kill her.
Right.
Like, you just, this is right. often that right. people are gifted right. like this. But maybe because, I mean, Dr. Jonas clearly knew that she would be capable of holding that type of power. And very interesting what this power is, because it really did scare Bonnie that she could die. But even before we get into that, the warlock puts a protection spell on Alaric, and now he's going to be able to go to the dance yeah. and weaken Bonnie, claiming that Bonnie using her powers on him will kill him. Then we get to the dance, and I'm going to bring it back to Buffy. Because it was kind of the same situation.
I knew it was
situation.
Coming. It was too good to be true to have a whole show without a Buffy reference.
No, I'm going to bring it up because even in these Vampire Diary forums and everything, they even bring it back to Buffy, which is very interesting. They never talk about Twilight and they never talk about True Blood, but they do bring it back to Buffy. And
except that time, remember, Emily mentioned last
they brought week. Twilight in the actual show. I can't remember what that said. 9-something. So, but they do bring it back to Buffy on these sites, and it's interesting because it is the same type of writing. Here we are at the dance, the same situation with Buffy, with, you know, the Scooby Gang has to go into the hallways and, you know.
The Scooby Gang.
That's what they used to call them. Now, they're at the dance, and this whole little tango's going on between Damon, Stefan, Elena, Bonnie, Jeremy, and they're all kind of exchanging pieces, very smooth of them, and the announcer girl, who I was like just the public service announcer right. for the night, for Klaus, gets up on stage and dedicates a song to Elena from Klaus. Very smooth move on Klaus's behalf, except Damon doesn't think so as he's standing next to Klaus. And Klaus is like, oh, this guy's pretty, you know, sneaky, huh? And Damon's like, he doesn't scare me. Walked away, and that's where I saw the second fear on his face, almost in the sense of, why doesn't that scare you? Why doesn't that scare you? Like, they know how powerful Klaus is.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he knows that they know. But why aren't you scared? What do I not know that could happen tonight? I saw that in Klaus's face, and that's what, I guess, a weakness in their storyline.
Either storyline, actor, or director, whoever made that choice.
Okay. I can go with that. I can definitely go with that. So, yeah, Klaus walks away from that whole scene. And then now here we get into the drama of Bonnie, Damon overhearing Jeremy and Bonnie's talk. Because
right.
Jeremy is just cannot keep it in his pants, in his mouth. He can't keep it in anything. Quiet that Bonnie has to do this. And Bonnie clearly says to him, you know, it's,
don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. It's your sister. You know, like, I understand you've lost love and things like this, but I have to do this for your sister.
And, who you've known all your life and you just dated me for the last 2 weeks.
Right, and you're just obsessed and in love and all this.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Bless him. So Jeremy walks away as Damon takes Bonnie, and I'm very interested in the plan that, you know, this is where we see Bonnie and Damon kind of teamed up a little bit and came up with a plan. And I think that there's even a bigger plan that, you know, they showed us what happened, you know, with part of the plan towards the end of the episode. Right. But there is a step that
it's
we don't know.
It's got to be a step we don't know, because all this is him thinking that Bonnie's dead. So Bonnie's got to, you know, do the sneak attack, just kind of like Rick did the sneak attack and killed Elijah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Elena pulls Bonnie out because Jeremy confessed to Stefan. I didn't like the whole, this scene actually right here where Jeremy gets
beat up
and approached from.
Bless his heart again. I felt so bad.
Me
just
too.
Got jumped.
Jumped. Poor little Jeremy.
Poor guy. Can't catch a break.
And Stefan and Damon, and this is the other thing where the pieces kind of fall for the vampire, you know, for the whole storyline. Really? Stefan and Damon are out looking for Jeremy?
Right, and then they let Elena go by herself to find Stefan? Yeah, right. And when she's the one that they're supposed to be protecting.
Exactly.
But maybe that happened so that he could have Bonnie alone and they could make that plan, but I still don't think that they would have let her alone.
Exactly. So then we get into... Damon actually asked Bonnie, you know, is there a way to increase your survival chance? And that's when Bonnie had that little spark in her eye, like, let me find out you care. And that, so that was a really, and that's when I turned to you and I said, okay, Damon won me over. I totally see the romance with Damon and Elena now. It makes more sense.
So up to this point, you were never feeling Damon.
Up to this point, I always felt, and I still feel they'll use Damon in a negative way. I still feel like Damon has one last trick up his sleeve, and it will, you know, be a travesty to the whole love between him and Elena. But I think they have to keep throwing rocks in between this whole triangle that we got going on. But up until this point, no, I was on the whole romance novel, Stefan, Elena. Reason being is because with Stefan, we don't know a lot about him. You know, we did get an episode where they show him his past and this evil monster he is.
Yeah.
And he has this problem with addiction. Here I am again. you know, he has this problem with addiction. And, you know, so that's why he doesn't drink blood. He doesn't drink human blood. He sticks to animal. He's very, you know, specific about what he does. So I kind of want to see, like, what is he going to raise in Elena? Like, maybe he'll let Elena grow old and we'll see this human vampire thing and he'll be with an older vampire, you know, and turn her right at the end. That's where I was kind of thinking with how they were going to take it. But up until this point, I did see the little sparks between her and Damon, but seeing the growth and, you know, personally understanding how a relationship really should work and knowing, you know, we see the softer side of Damon. Damon shows himself much more than Stefan does. Stefan always has to be the nice guy. He doesn't want to be mean.
Yeah.
And he's always disciplined. And, you know, with Damon, he's real. You know, he's a real character. He has a real emotion. And I think that's what intrigues Elena.
Well, I don't necessarily know he has real emotion because he doesn't show it. Like, he has it and he just masks it.
Are you talking about Damon or Stefan?
I'm talking about Damon.
Well, how do you feel he masks it?
Like, for example, remember Rose and remember, oh, that was so beautiful. When Rose died, he had to kill Rose.
Yep.
I know that hurt him. And I mean, you could see it, but you could also see him having to mask it because Damon doesn't feel.
Well, but he has to mask it because, I mean, for years he opened up, and when he finally opened up to Katrina, she...
You like saying that, don't you?
I want to talk like that. You know, when he finally opened up to her, I'm going to say it. She shit it on him, you know? She was like, no, oh, that's so nice. Stab you in your back. I love your brother.
Yeah.
And this is his cycle in life, you know? He fell for Rose, but then he had to kill her.
Yeah.
He likes Elena, but Elena likes the brother, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like he has to be this bad guy, and he made the comment. He made the comment at the very end of the episode, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now. He said, I'll be the bad guy if I have to be the bad guy. But at the end of the day, I'll be the one to save Elena.
Yeah. And then he told Elena, it's always going to be you.
Yep. Stefan, if you want, you gotta step your game up,
bro. Because
you're bugging. You were just letting your girl slip through your fingers to your brother. Yeah. Bugging.
I guess we'll see.
But the person you called has a voicemail box.
Oh, we're leaving a voicemail?
Yes, well, we were going to.
For who?
Our girl Emily.
Oh. We should do that. So whatever. Jeremy had got beaten up. Close pulls Elena and Bonnie into the gym and reveals himself. And this is actually what we have up on the screen right here.
They look like superheroes. I was like, yes, go, girls. They do. Go.
And I did say the same exact thing. I was like, this is going to be really epic. I was like, okay, a slow episode and give us something epic. Like Elena's face right here when, you know, she realizes it's close before he actually says
like,
it.
Like, I wanted Rick to be like that the whole time. And yes, okay, so for those of you guys who are listening and you can't see, this is the scene where Rick is in the hallway with Elena and Bonnie. And Bonnie's in front, like, protecting her, like her, you know, protector sister.
Yep.
But they're both looking like wonderful diva, super women heroes. But the point is that I'm trying to make is Rick had this look, this like, oh, I'm Klaus, not really Rick. And I wish he would have had that more.
I totally agree.
I wish he would have had that more.
Hello?
Emily?
Yes, it's me.
Hello, Emily. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, girl, we miss you.
I miss you, too. I literally just finished watching it about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so thoughts. Let's go.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I brought in Emily. We are running a little bit late. And so Emily, as our expert, she's going to wrap it up as quickly as she can. You guys have about, I would say, 3 minutes before we have to go to commercial.
All right. Okay. Emily, wrap it up. Let's go.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, let's tell you where we are. Right now, we're at the scene where Klaus reveals himself, and now Bonnie is about to fight Klaus. So from that point, where the whole fighting with Klaus and Bonnie, what did you think?
I thought it was a good scene. Here's the only thing. I have a very big pet peeve of killing off characters that you know are going to come back.
Yeah.
But pretending that characters are killed. That
I
are,
totally
you know,
agree, Emily.
What? You agree?
Yes, girl.
When she quote-unquote died, you're the first person I thought of.
Actually, I'm not going to lie.
People.
That is what I felt the same exact
That's why
way.
I was like, they're not going to kill her because she's the only black person there. And now they got white witches. Bonnie is alive.
She must be so upset. But here's what, first of all, did you notice where did Elena's necklace go?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing the necklace. And I thought I liked the her and Damon scene at the end.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we were just talking about. That I'm totally on team Damon and Elena now.
Oh, and we know that Sheriff Forbes, that Matt pretty much told her everything, which kind of scares me. But, I mean, in the end, it's like one of those things that even though you know, like, who's going to die, I mean, that somebody is going to die, like, there are characters that you don't, like, Sheriff Forbes isn't going to kill himself to her brothers, and I don't think she's going to kill her daughter.
No.
She might die.
But as for the end with Elijah, I thought that was pretty, I'm interested to see what he does.
Well, as far as what happened with Elijah?
She removed the dagger.
Well, now, who is that?
What do you mean, who is that?
Is that Elena, or is it Catherine?
Oh, Catherine ain't going nowhere if she's being kept by Klaus.
Catherine can't get in the house.
Yeah, so that's definitely Elena.
She can be compelled. So what may...
Yeah, but she can't get into the house.
That's true. She can't get into the house.
Oh, good point, Emily. You're on it, girl.
So, I mean, what does Elena know about this dagger? I mean, all right, well, for the most part, we can get into that in predictions. But before we get into it, go to a commercial break, I just want to say, that whole scene with Bonnie... I hated it.
Oh, with the last scene when she came back to life.
Well, came back to life, but I'm talking about the fight scene. Like, it was just...
Oh, really?
It was all the... Everything's breaking except Klaus. The papers, and it was really epic with papers moving, the glasses breaking. And Klaus is just, like, smiling, like...
Well, that's because he's got that spell the warlock put on him to protect himself.
I get it. I get it. She was doing the whole flashy lights and all that. But then, okay, here's my thing at the end.
Okay.
At the end... do we think that maybe this could happen? Klaus is in Jeremy? No, we don't think this at all?
No.
Oh, maybe.
I do kind of, I don't know if you want to know this, I do kind of know we are going to see Klaus next week. But Elena said,
Everybody knows that.
Okay.
I'm just playing with you.
I'm just saying, because you'd be getting upset. I don't want a book thrown at me or something.
If we see it in the preview, it's okay.
Oh, we did see him in the preview.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was worried about Jeremy, and Klaus made the point of,
You never know who I'm going to come back in or ask. Yes.
So, I mean, probably not, but what an interesting
thought.
So with that, hopefully you'll stay with us, Emily, on the line, and we will get back.
I actually have to go.
You do? All right, Emily, well, we love you.
I have to get ready for tomorrow, but it was great talking to you guys, and I'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. And we'll see you guys after the commercial break.
Nice.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right, guys, so real quickly, we're going to get into our news and gossip.
Yes.
Vampire Diary fans are raving over a...
AfterBuzz TV news.
They're raving over a new poster with Stefan in this Ophelia-esque promo. He's laying in these dark roses for the CW and wondering if it's a clue as to who's going to be killed off this season, as above it says, dying to save her. And he's laying in the coffin-type pose with black flowers around him. Very interesting. And in all the other promos, you know, with Damon and all them, they're all upright, eyes awake, and so very interesting, CW.
That is interesting.
But as I just said to Janora during the commercial break, I can't deal with another fake death and somebody back.
Something different.
Kill somebody.
Because you weren't fooling anybody this one. Yeah.
We want a legit death.
Yes.
Next, Vampire Diaries dropped again this week in the ratings, with the season originally starting off with a strong 3.36 million viewers. The show is continuing to drop weekly, leaving them last week with only 2.73. When the show first started, it started with about 4 million viewers. So now we're at 2.73.
Why do you think the decline?
I don't know, because it's like, well, okay, I do know. I have thoughts towards it. I mean, with the season, the show's getting better. But have you ever, I don't know if you've ever tried to get people onto Vampire Diaries. For the most part, when I do try to, they kind of are into it. But you kind of have to be on the train. You kind of got to know what's going on. Because if you just turn it on and you're like, what is this? Vampire Klaus is into this. Who? Santa Claus? Yeah. Like, who's in what party? It can get kind of confusing. And Vampire Diaries, for a little bit, did have
A break.
And that's the thing I'm seeing with these shows. Like, Desperate Housewives, Gossip Girl, which we do cover here at AfterBuzz too. They take these breaks, and then they have like two episodes, and they take other breaks, and they're really losing people. And it's because, you know, fans, I mean, Vampire Diaries, I believe, is going to stay strong with 2 million fans, because there are enough people out there like ourselves who will stick and wait the 6 weeks, you know?
Yeah, and count down.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, for the average viewer, you know, with these sitcoms and reality shows out there today, you can easily pick up what was left off.
Right.
With Vampire Diaries, you have to dedicate yourself. You know,
that's true.
It's a guilty pleasure. You have to dedicate yourself.
Yeah.
So that's my thought on that. And that's your AfterBuzz TV Vampire Diaries news and gossip for the week of April 14th, 2011.
And now,
let's get into predictions. Cue creepy
and
music.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, epic. This is, next week is going to be epic. We saw Klaus.
Right.
Well, what was your thought on what he looked like?
I was digging it.
You were?
You know,
because remember, we read in the news last week,
he was going to be scary.
In every scene, he scares us.
Yeah. I mean,
he looked like an Abercrombie model.
He did.
A little.
Well, the jury's still out. It did not, it was not an original, like, oh my God, that's not Klaus.
Right.
So, I'll give it a chance. I don't think next week will be revealing. Well, no. What am I trying to say? I love the episodes where they go back and talk about something in time and history to kind of fill in the blanks. So I don't think next week is going to be forward, too much forward moving in terms of plot. I think it's just kind of like a prequel.
I totally agree with you. Reason why is the episode's titled Klaus. So, and we don't really know a lot about him. We know pieces of him. So, and we do know with Vampire Diaries, they do go back and give us a whole episode of the character.
So I think it'll be like this whole backstory and then the last 3 minutes, like they always do, is going to be some crazy twist or turn. And what that is, I have no idea.
What do you think with Bonnie, the secret between Bonnie and Damon? Where do we think that's going to go?
I don't think that's going to happen now.
No?
Okay. I don't think that's going to play now. Now, Jenna is still missing. Yes. We still haven't seen her.
Now, we have
five more episodes left.
I'm going to give her 2 more episodes gone, and she'll be back.
We still haven't seen Tyler come back.
I think Tyler's going to be back for the final fight.
I would love to see his uncle again, even though I know he's dead.
Let's not even get into hopes.
Okay, I'm sorry. And we still have what the sheriff is going
to
do.
That's what I want to finish off with. What are your thoughts? What do we think next week we're going to get something of that? Because we really didn't get anything this week. They're going to hold us out again?
I still think they're going to hold out again.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
I think it's going to be some kind of clue on what Klaus is going to do next.
Meaning you think somehow the sheriff will... Do you think that somehow the sheriff and I this is my prediction. I kind of feel like sheriff and the Klaus are going to kind of work together without her knowing she's working with him.
No, because that's what she's been doing all along. You know, working with Damon, working with Stefan to help solve. And
okay.
So no.
No. So no wrench in the fork next week in the plan next week as far as that goes.
It'll be a definite twist, but it's going to mostly focus on Klaus and the backstory.
That's all right. He heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Genora, it's a pleasure.
Jesse,
I love
the pleasure
you.
Was
and
all
night
mine.
Is over.
I had
J&J
a great time.
Show
J&J
tonight.
Show. Come back next week.
Yes.
Next week, call in. Bring some friends to listen in.
And we'll have a full house next week.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. We got 2 new people to meet and Emily returning.
Yes, she does. So, guys, until next week, we'll see you later. Maria Menounos, Every Girl's Guide to Life. Purchase it. Peace out.
Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.